Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does making commitments in advance have to do with recognizing opportunity? What must I do to become rigorously honest? Why is that so important in life? Julie Ziegler-Norman carries her father Zig Ziegler's legacy of encouragement and has inspired over a million people in America and abroad. Today, God sends her to speak to you, heart to heart, as she joins us from Texas. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Christ, even as Julie Ziegler-Norman has known the love of Christ in her life. She wants to share that love with you. Christ, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched Julie's life, will touch your life today as well. Julie Ziegler-Norman, she's delivered keynotes for corporations, direct sales organizations, annual association events, nonprofit organizations, ministries, entrepreneurial groups, and she's with us today. Julie, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It was so great to be with you last time. I'm looking forward to this time.
What is one of the best ways for a person to identify his or her life purpose?
I will share with you what I learned from my pastor, Gene Smith. I used to spend a lot of time, Danny, worrying about or wondering about what it was God really had for me to do. What was his purpose in my life? How was he going to use me? And my pastor taught me that I didn't have to worry one iota about what my purpose was. He said, "Don't you know that your God is quite big enough, Julie, to put your purpose right in front of you?" He said, "The bigger question, far bigger than what is my purpose, is, Julie, are you going to be available to God? Are you going to be willing to do what he's put in front of you to do? And are you going to be obedient to do it when you see the thing he has placed in front of you?" And then he told me that I didn't have to worry about whether I felt qualified or not. God already knew, and he had the power to give me to do the things that he needed me to do or wanted me to do in his name for him. So all I had to do was, with faith and trust, accept that if it was in front of me, this was what I needed to be doing. And that is how I happened to be in this position to be speaking out very openly about my past abortions, about my past alcoholism, but also about the true healing that Christ gives when we seek him and we allow him to come fully into our heart and to change the person that we were into the person that he always intended for us to be.
And Julie, how does committing in advance enable us to recognize opportunity?
Once you have submitted your life to Christ and you have said, "Lord, whatever you want, that's what I want too. I want what you want more than I want what I want. That's what's important to me." When you have done that and you see a door open, instead of looking at that door and going, "I can't do that," you say, "God, is this the next thing?" And you move towards the door with faith that if that's not where he intends you to be, that he will redirect you. That was one of the things I learned the first time I read the Bible all the way through, was how many times the apostle made a decision to go somewhere because it seemed right. And they fully understood that if they got there and it wasn't where God really wanted them, that he would redirect them. And it happened over and over again. And I figured if it was good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
Julie, did you ever imagine that you would be speaking on this speaker's tour, motivational speaker? Was that ever on your radar?
It was never on my radar, Danny. I was Dad's editor for almost 20 years. I sat in the corner of a room, literally, because that's where I had the computer, for those 20 years, just editing my father's books. And if anybody's read his books, you know he's prolific. Sometimes he would do three in a year. So I was at home. I wasn't doing any work out of the office. And then Daddy had a head injury and needed my help on stage. And when they asked me, I was already in that place, Suzanne, where I had committed in advance to do what it was that I was asked to do. Mm-hmm. So when they said, will you help your dad on stage by interviewing him? I said, yes, of course I will. Little did I know, the very first time I went on stage, there would be 18,000 people in the audience. Mm-hmm. But God knew. And he took care of me. And honestly, they asked me, you want to go see how it's set up so you'll know what to expect? And I said, I don't want to see it. I don't want to know. I knew that I was going out there with my daddy, and I would be just fine. But I didn't really look at the audience that much the first time. It was pretty intimidating.
But, Julie, I was blessed to be there at the Neil Blaisdell when you were with your dad one time, and what a treasured time it was.
Oh, thank you. It was a precious time. I got to speak with him almost 4 years on the road, and I never knew quite what to expect since Dad had short-term memory loss. And it was always interesting, but I did know always that God had his hand on my father and that people were reached at every event. Mm-hmm. Many marriages were saved. It was just amazing time with Dad. I'm so grateful that I was in a place in my life where I knew that I needed to be available, willing, and obedient to do the things that God put in front of me. And as a result, Danny, of that time with my father, I began to be invited to speak. And God's so sweet because he prepared me, who had never wanted, dreamt of, thought of, or even imagined being a speaker. He prepared me by such small little increments till the day that when I finally went on that stage by myself, it wasn't petrifying. It felt normal, and I was fine, but I felt like I had been truly groomed for what it was that God wanted me to do. He's really sweet and gentle about stuff. He may have burned my fields earlier, but he just brought me to this place of acceptance where it seemed just right and natural, even though it wasn't my idea.
I'm thinking about the contrast of reading about a lesson you learned about expectations from your high school speech teacher.
Yeah.
Would your teacher have ever imagined what God was going to do in your life?
I don't know. Or maybe she did. Maybe that's why she was so hard on me, is because she figured by association I had might have something like that off in the future. I can't imagine. I'm sure she's no longer with us because she was very senior when I was her student. But I don't think that probably occurred to her.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'd like to share with our listeners that I learned through the Navigators many years ago, as you are moving deeper and deeper into your relationship with Christ and wanting to serve him, I learned the morning prayer of melt me, mold me, fill me to overflowing with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you would delight in using me to your glory. And it's been a very exciting way of preparing for what God has in store. And it's a very powerful prayer. You have to be careful. You want to be sincere in it. But it certainly has been a wonderful prayer of preparation for what God might have in store that perhaps can bless our listeners.
Julie, I'd like, when we come back to, again, we mentioned your dad a number of times, rightfully so, but maybe if we can press in a little bit further from your standpoint as a daughter and then being on tour with him and living with him, but also knowing his public persona, what made Zig Ziglar a hero to so many? I'd really be interested to hear your take on that, a real personal note. Could we talk about that and more things about what God has opened up for you in your life today? You've come back from such pain, such isolation, such loneliness, and God has put you on a platform now where you literally are reaching millions with the love of God, the hope of God. Julie Ziglar Norman, you can find out more about her at julieziglarnorman.com. She mentioned she was an editor for her father's books. Well, she has her own book too. She's written a book, Growing Up Ziglar, Daughter's Broken Journey from Heartache to Hope. More with Julie when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Julie Ziglar Norman is with us from Texas. Danny Yamashiro here. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We're grateful that you're with us today. You can find out more about this program. Get this podcast for free as a gift to you and other resources at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more about Julie Ziglar Norman at julieziglarnorman.com. Julie, what made Zig Ziglar a hero to so many?
He was able to reach a community of business people with the word of Christ in such just a natural way. He was never overbearing, but he always made sure that any audience he spoke to understood that his true success in life didn't come until he knew Jesus Christ, and that because of that relationship, he was able to have all of the things that money couldn't buy. You know, man focuses so much on the material and that kind of success, and my father had been one of those until he met Christ, and then he found out what real success was about, and it was about his relationship with Christ, his relationship with my mother, his relationship with his children, his fellows at work. And he came to understand that things that had eternal value so far outweighed anything that you could buy with cash. Even though he said he had had cash and he hadn't had cash, and he had learned that it was fairly close to oxygen and it's something you need to feel comfortable, but that Christ was the answer for true success in life. And he would talk about the 8 things people wanted in life. And, of course, you cannot exclude the spiritual, because when that's missing, people always, they may get that last thing they thought that would make them happy, but in the end, it doesn't satisfy for long. So he was loved. He was a hero because Dad was an encourager. He understood that people come from hard places. He understood that a lot of people had been brought up in homes where they were not encouraged or told that they were smart or able in any way. Many, many people are demeaned, one or both parents, and told they'll never amount to anything, that they're good for nothing. I know people whose parents have told them they wish they were never born. Well, that's a lot to overcome. And when you start helping someone who has been beaten down and abused emotionally and many, many physically, Danny, it takes more than what man can do, but it's a process. This healing and this journey is a process more than an event. But I'll never forget the first person who told me that I was a lot smarter than I thought I was. I had had some educators who let me know I wasn't as smart as they thought I should be. And later on, I was encouraged in the other direction. But most of us have those stories, but Dad was able to put stuff in such simple words. He could package it in such a little tiny thing that people could remember it, mm-hmm, and apply it to their life. And because his information was so simple and easy to get, and it was all scripturally related, it was truth, and truth applied has a huge impact on lives.
Julie, didn't he come to Christ on July 4th?
He did.
Can you just share that real quick? It's a precious story.
July 4th, 1972, my father had met an elderly African-American woman named Sister Jessie, and she and her girlfriend, Ann, I can't remember Ann's last name, but they came. Daddy invited them to come share that 4th of July weekend with us at our home, and they stayed in our home. And Sister Jessie walked in the front door telling Dad, "Jesus Christ has been waiting on you a long time. Don't you make him wait too long or it might be too late." And she spent that whole weekend evangelizing and talking about Jesus and telling Dad that he needed to know him. And Daddy thought he was a Christian by assimilation.
Mm-hmm,
and a lot of people do, because he had grown up in the Baptist church and his mama took him all the time. And he went to the front of the church like so many of us do to give his life to Christ, but more because people were watching and he was getting old. You know, I did the same thing at age 12. And you just go because you feel bad, because you know they're all waiting. So when Sister Jesse left, he said he went out that night and was floating in the pool. He had his arrow-shaped swimming pool. That was his favorite thing, see you at the top. And he just told God, he said, God, if you're really God, then, you know, you need to show me, because I'm just not sure. And at that exact moment, there was a star, but it wasn't like a falling star. It was a shooting star, but instead of shooting down, it shot across the horizon, and it lasted longer than any shooting star he'd ever seen. And he said in that moment, he knew that that was God's profound way of saying, I am here, I will not be ignored. And he accepted Christ in that moment. And he was a good man. You know, he was a good man already. He was a person who believed in being ethical and doing the right thing and being honest and upright. But it changed the way he loved. It changed the way he served. From then on, he really was living for others and not for himself.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Julie, describe uncommon confidence.
Uncommon confidence is what you have when you know that Jesus Christ is your power and your strength. I have people come up to me all the time after I've spoken, and they tell me, thank you for sharing. I know that must be so hard. You must be emotionally exhausted having to do that over and over again. But uncommon confidence is knowing that you are in Christ's will and that he has given you the power and the ability to do what he has asked you to do. And because of that, it is not physically or emotionally exhausting. He has so completely and totally removed all of the negative with his healing. And it's just, it's hard to tell somebody who hasn't experienced it yet what it's like to be so free that a thought never crosses your mind about how others are going to respond, what they're going to think, what they're going to say. It's because it's not about you. Uncommon confidence is when you know your life is not about you. It's about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't worry about you. You do worry about, you don't worry about others. You are concerned for others that they know him. But that's uncommon confidence in my book.
What benefit have you found is being of service to others?
Oh, well, the joy of helping is one of the greatest joys there is in the whole world, is to be able to be available to people who you know and people you don't know. I am absolutely convinced that I was blessed. I just believe with all of my heart, Danny, that I was blessed to help angels on this earth. When I stopped to help an elderly couple who had car trouble, the presence of God was so powerful. The countenance of every person who we got to help them in their time of need was so changed just by their presence. It was truly a divine appointment. And I would have missed that had I not been someone who had parents about that age worried about an elderly couple out in the Texas sun broken down on the highway. I probably stop more than I should, but I stop when God tells me, you go there. And that is part of being available. I like to challenge my audiences to be noticers, to be people who are willing to see the needs of others in the moment. And I tell them it's very seldom ever convenient to stop and help someone in the moment. But that is when we need to be of service. When you see one who's distraught, someone hurting, to ask them, are you okay? What can I do for you? And then do what needs to be done. If it's a ride to the next town, if it's just a hug or a shoulder to cry on, or if it's, let's find this family some food. Helping other people is a blessing beyond words when you've done it. It's such a gift to your soul and your heart, but it shows them Christ. It is Christ. You need to be the hands and feet of Christ in the lives of others. And you can't do that with your head down or in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. You're living it. Julie Ziegler-Norman, she's living it. When she speaks, she's speaking out of her life, telling stories, yes, in an absolutely compelling way, but stories out of her life, from her heart. Julie Ziegler-Norman, you can find out more, connect with her at julieziegler-norman.com. When we come back, achievement. Hey, we all want to achieve something, don't we? You want to be on your way. You want to be moving forward, advancing. Well, how about two steps to achievement? Doesn't it sound simple? Well, it might be. I don't know. When she explains it to us, let's see how we can grab hold of it and apply it. Or maybe the principles will grab hold of us and do a work in us and through us. Maybe the truth of these principles come from God Himself. Julie Ziegler-Norman, our guest today. So grateful in this part two of the two-part series. More with Julie when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, someone can say the right things, it can make sense. And when you think about it, yeah, you could agree with it, but it might not have the same potency as when you hear someone say those things and they have gone through life. It has somehow, the truth of what they're saying has been processed through their life. It adds a lot more. It's another several dimensions in terms of the communication, and it's more than compelling. It can become transforming in our lives. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, and I'm speaking about Julie Ziegler-Norman. She's joining us from Texas. You can find out more about her at julieziegler-norman.com.
Julie, before the break, we alluded to this question. What are the two steps to achievement?
Suzanne, in my book, I believe the two steps towards achievement are first, doing the next right thing, and you need to know what that right thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I believe it starts with integrity and honesty, and most people today, because of the climate of our culture, don't have problems cheating, lying, or just not responding at mm-hmm. all and leaving people hanging. It's such a different world we live in than the one that where integrity was a man's character, a handshake meant something. Things have changed. And I challenge people to, for 1 week, just keep track of how many times they tell an untruth or they exaggerate or they imply or they leaving out details create a different image for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And if they'll keep track of that and see that their integrity is probably not what they thought it was, I challenge people to choose to live a life of rigorous honesty, because once you've had to apologize several times and correct yourself when you start to say a little untruth, then two or three times of doing that, it's embarrassing. But once you make that commitment and you break the habit of not being rigorously honest, there is a new freedom. And truly, people want to spend time with people they know they can trust, who have the integrity of truth. That's the first step, I believe, towards success. And the second one is you need to know for yourself the truth of who God is. Daddy used to say that he raised his daughters without the instruction manual, meaning the Holy
mm-hmm.
Bible.
The Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic
yes.
instruction before leaving earth.
Exactly. And his son was raised with the basic instructions before leaving earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he has had a totally different life experience and made very different choices than his sister did because he was raised with the instruction manual. And what I like to tell folks is that until you know where you stand and why you stand where you do. It is true. You will fall for anything. And I did not understand the truth of the Bible, as I mentioned earlier. I didn't know anything about grace, of course, until after I truly became a Bible reading Christian. I can remember the day that I was reading my Bible and for the first time fully understood the Trinity, you know, God, the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and the fact that we were not left here after Jesus had been on earth, that he left us with the Holy Spirit because we would have been so destitute without a presence of him with us when he left to be with the Father. Mm-hmm. Such a loving thing he did. But for years, Suzanne, I was in church and nobody preached it and nobody taught it in Sunday school. And since I didn't read my Bible, I never had a clear understanding. But it was so simple to understand once I began reading my Bible. Mm-hmm. And I just can't emphasize enough how important it is to know for yourself what God says, because in the end, we're the only ones accountable for what it is we know or don't know. It's our responsibility. It's not your pastor's responsibility. It's not your social, your Sunday school teacher's responsibility. It's yours. And if you don't know what the Bible says, you don't know if the person who's up there teaching or preaching is even telling you the truth. They could tell you anything.
And I have learned, Julie, if I may say, mm-hmm. that the only way we can really get to know the Lord personally is to be in his love letter, to read that love letter, the living word that mm-hmm. speaks to us individually and so profoundly. Yeah. And I know
that's
you
right.
believe that too.
Oh, yes. Acts 4:13 is my favorite scripture. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. And these were the Sadducees and the Pharisees who were trying their best to discount everything that those disciples were doing and the miracles that were being performed. And they were scared to death. But they saw that these men had been with Jesus, and we need to be so so in touch with Christ that people see that we have spent time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we have, it's not going to be apparent.
And we're not going to know the truth.
Yes, that's right. Right.
Julie, what is the raccoon principle?
Mm. Oh, goodness gracious. I wrote that blog a while ago. The raccoon principle, I had my first husband was tearing down an old house, and there was a raccoon nest in the attic, and a little peanut pink, non-furry, eyes closed baby fell out. And he brought that little raccoon home to me to try and raise. And I figured I had to feed that baby with a broom straw because a little baby kitten bottle nipple was way too big for the mouth. And I named her Geraldine. And Geraldine grew up as little animals do. And she had gotten used to me warming her formula on the stove, and she'd gotten big enough to take the little bottles, and she'd also gotten big enough to run and jump and climb up my leg onto my shoulder while I prepared her bottle, which became more and more painful with time. And I'm desperately trying to remember the point of the story. You might have to help me with that, Danny. I know it had to do with it's a wild animal, and she needs to be.
Right.
You have to recognize that even though you've done all that you can do to help, in the end, what you still have there is a wild animal, and they weren't meant to live in the house. And you might need to help me with that one.
Well, and You released her, right?
Yes. Well, I didn't release her outside. I couldn't because she had been totally raised by humans. There was a man who had a couple of pet raccoons on a big, beautiful screened-in porch that had, he had brought in limbs from outside, and it had, I mean, it was quite the place for a raccoon to get to live. She was well cared for the rest of her life, but she hadn't had a mama raccoon to show her how to survive out there in the wilderness. So I didn't turn her loose, but I did figure out that I could not keep her. She was literally quite capable of opening every cabinet, lifting every toilet lid, putting anything she wanted in there. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things I appreciate is progress in the process of life. And part of the progress requires transition moments.
Yeah.
And I think we all go through transition moments. Some of us go through transition moments, we're going through it, and we're not even aware that we're going through it. And so we miss out on the experience. We don't reflect on it. We don't think much about it. But it's happening. But I believe that transitions are gifts from God also.
Yeah.
And as we go through them, there needs to be a certain point of, and that's why maybe when we come back from our break, we can talk about it. One of the points that you make about the vitality of doing our best and letting go of the rest, being able to let go. Because we live in a society, and maybe it's just instinctual, we want to hold on. Maybe that's one thing about the raccoon that really struck me. But also this, why is it so vital? Dear friend, today, when we talk about letting go, are you able to let go? I mean, if you're like me, it's a bit hard. And sometimes for me, I know maybe for you too, Suzanne, we don't even realize we need to let go. But in letting go, something happens. Maybe by letting go, we can grab hold on to something else. Maybe by letting go, we can really move into the next phase that God has actually prepared us for. I don't know. But it is something I'd like to gain insight from Julie Ziegler-Norman. Gosh, the Lord has blessed us with such wisdom, such dynamism in her being here. And we've got one more segment with her in this part two of our two-part feature. So stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 29th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministries presents the 19th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. The Call to Hope Golf Tournament, Friday, July 29th. For more info or to register, visit jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Danny Yamashiro here, The Good Life Radio Show. It's a blessing to have you with us today with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, and our featured guest, Julie Ziegler-Norman. It's been a wonderful time with her and with you. And we're grateful that we could share in this moment together. Julie joins us from Texas. She has traveled all across the country. She's spoken to vast audiences in all walks of life. And the Lord has given her a word of life, a life-giving word to bring hope to people. Hope in Jesus Christ. You can find out more about her, read her blogs, find out her schedule, her book. You can find out more at julieziegler-norman.com. Julie, why is it so vital to do your best and let go of the rest?
Because that's the most we can do. And if you don't do your best, you never feel good about anything you've done. Once you have done the best that you can do, and you know that you have done the best you can do, you can let go of everything else because you've tried everything you can. That is a pretty simple principle, but people often don't really know what they need to do their best. And it honors God when we do our best. And if you can't change something, I mean, I love the fact Serenity Prayer is one of the favorite things that really influenced my life early on when I was seeking God as I became sober. And it was learning how to discern what I could change and what I couldn't, and letting go of the things I could not change, and doing what I could about the things I could change. And that was one of the big principles that my father always had in his teaching as well. There's a freedom in that, Danny, that is goes beyond to know that you're done with something, that you've done all you can do, and then let go. It gives you peace. Worrying about things in the past that you cannot change does nothing. It just keeps you in bondage, and it keeps you from moving forward and being fully available for the next thing that's in front of you.
You know, Julie, I learned from Nick Vujicic, excuse me, try your best, and God will do the rest. And yet, I love what you're sharing for our listeners about do your best and let go of the rest, because that's such an important message as well. I want to ask you, Julie, how would you recommend someone stand up and take charge when life seems out of control?
Well, the way you take charge is by surrendering and letting go and letting God and asking him to lead and direct, because your best efforts have probably gotten you to where you are. So now you need far superior help to get to the next place. And so many times it's just a matter of surrender, God. I have done all I know to do. You're going to have to show me what's next, and I'm going to trust you in that, because we think we have to micromanage every aspect of our life until we discover that it's not really our life anyway. What we have to be willing to do is to accept life as it comes. I mean, Daddy had a book called Embrace the Struggle, Living Life on Life's Terms. And life happens. And the way you choose to respond to the things that happen has a whole lot to do with how you stand up to face those things. When you see everything as bad luck or somebody's out to get me, your response is not going to be proactive in what you can do to change things, make things better, or how to get the help you need from others if it's something beyond you. But if you see each new challenge as an opportunity to learn something new, to meet new people, to discover your strengths that you didn't know you had, it's an attitude of expectancy. Mm-hmm. And when we have that relationship with Christ that we trust and we understand what his promises are, then we know we don't have to worry. Things happen and life happens, but it always ends up okay, and he's going to make something awesome out of things you can't even imagine. I've mm-hmm. seen it happen over and over again.
Mm. Thank you.
Been on the uh-huh. same platform with General Colin Powell, the likes of Rudy Giuliani, President George W. Bush, Laura Bush, Lou Holtz. I mean, we can go on and on. Joe Montana.
Yeah.
In your experience being with these people of sublime prominence, have you observed any qualities that are relatable to each?
They were quite a bunch, because we were on the same platform from city to city to city, and they were all personable. Colin Powell, Rudy Giuliani, these are people who have time for, make time for people. There was always a sports figure or coach in every city who was there, because, of course, the people in that city were excited to see them on the public platform, too. I would say all of those people were successful because they put themselves out there for others. Rudy is, you know, the mayor. That's a pretty self-sacrificial life. Mm-hmm. And he continued to give back even when 911 came and he was no longer the mayor. You probably wouldn't have known it the way he stepped up to reassure everyone. Colin Powell, what a gentleman. So respectful to my mother and my father. Just a man of character. That was pretty much the feeling of everyone who got to meet those people. Of course, nobody was more gracious than Laura Bush. George Bush, Sr., Daddy knew all of the Bushes, Barbara, Laura, both Georges, and they were just regular, great folks who were very kind. And there were all these people are kind and considerate and thoughtful. Mm-hmm. There were some celebrity types on there who made some of the people who worked in that, you know, for that group cry, because they weren't kind and thoughtful. They were demanding and rude and condescending. And there's just, it's two different worlds, mm-hmm. those kinds of people. So I've seen it all backstage in green rooms, as you can imagine.
A parting shot, Julie.
Yes.
A parting shot is someone today who needs some inspiration, needs some motivation. A daughter of the motivator's motivator. Mm. Let's motivate.
I would tell them that if they fill their minds with the good things, the positive, the powerful that my father always spoke about, if they'll quit listening to talk radio and start listening to good Christian radio, expository preachers, and radio shows like this one, they're going to get the encouragement that they need to motivate themselves. And with God's presence, that's not hard to do. His word has more encouragement in it than any motivational book that's ever been written. And that's where my father got all of his encouragement from where I get mine, and you can get yours.
And Suzanne, you get yours from the Word too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Every day since October of 1981, by God's controlling grace, I want to say that. And thank you, Lord, for drawing me to that love letter every day.
Julie, you have certainly been given the grace, a charisma, a gift from God. You are a gift from the Lord, and you have been a gift today. And I know our listeners are blessed because you are have been a part of our show, and we're blessed to share in your presence. So thank you so much for your time, your heart, your openness in being with us. We so greatly appreciate you.
Thank you, and I appreciate getting to know you better. And Suzanne, I've loved for years, and what a blessing to me to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Let's get you over here soon, sweetie. I love you.
I love you, too.
Dear one, I hope you've been moved as we have by our time together with Julie Ziegler-Norman. You can find out more and connect with her at julieziegler-norman.com. You know, like we always say, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to go ahead and open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video set up for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Kings 8:61, and may you be completely faithful to the Lord our God. May you always obey His decrees and commands, just as you are doing today. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Julie Ziegler-Norman. Find out more at julieziegler-norman.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'm